Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond, and welcome to the day after Christmas. You know, folks around the world have been celebrating the Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, all of the important things that the reason that we celebrate Christmas. But today, the day after Christmas, are you celebrating anything? I know some folks are probably still going to be celebrating even on the weekend, getting families together and so on. But today, the day after Christmas, is a very special day for a lot of people called Boxing Day, and we're going to talk about that. But before that, I found a couple of poems that talk about the day after Christmas, and you can see if any of what you're doing fits into this one. So this one says, "'Twas the day after Christmas and all through the house, every creature was hurting, even the mouse. The toys were all broken, their batteries dead. Santa passed out with some ice on his head. Wrapping and ribbons just covered the floor while upstairs the family continued to snore. And I in my t-shirt, new Reeboks and jeans, went to the kitchen and started to clean. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the sink to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the curtains and threw up the sash. When what to my wondering eyes should appear? Nah, little white truck with an oversized mirror. The driver was smiling so lively and grand, the patch on his jacket said, U.S. Postman. With a handful of bills, he grinned like a fox, then he quickly stuffed them into our mailbox. Bill after bill after bill they still came, whistling and shouting, he called them by name. Now Dillard's, now Broadway's, now Penny's and Sears. There's Walmart's and Target's and Mervyn's all here. To the tip of your limit, every store, every mall. Now charge away, charge away, charge away all. He whooped and he whistled and he finished his work. He filled up the box and then he turned with a jerk. He sprang to his truck and he drove down the road, driving much faster with just half a load. Then I heard him exclaim with great holiday cheer, enjoy what you got. You'll be paying all year. Well, I'm hoping that's not the way it is at your house. But here's one other person's take on it, and maybe not quite in the same way. This one is called, "'Twas the Day After Christmas." And all across the land, all people were saying, wasn't Christmas just grand? The children were joyful, the parents were tired, and grandfolks, aunts, and uncles had been really inspired. The stockings still hung by the chimneys with care, but the toes were now empty. There was nothing left there. All the presents were opened, the carols had been sung, we'd enjoyed our big gathering where we'd seen everyone. But beneath all the clutter, the leftovers and toys, was the meaning eternal and the source of our joys. For we'd focused our time not on gifts, not on food, but on the true source of our holiday mood. We read verses, we sang songs, we remembered and smiled, for the cause of it all was the Holy Christ Child. So may we proclaim, ere the year starts again, let's promote peace on earth and goodwill to men. A little bit opposites in those two poems, so I'm hoping you're fitting in there in a really positive way. Well, what about this special day in some other countries? It's called Boxing Day. And it really has nothing to do with boxing. It may have something to do with some other games, some other sports, but nothing to do with boxing. And it is, you know, today is December 26th, so this is Boxing Day. And not celebrated in a lot of countries, mainly the ones that are historically connected to the UK, to England, such as Canada, Australia, South Africa, New Zealand, and in some other European countries. I think sometimes countries decide, well, here's another way to celebrate. We'll just join in that, whether we were in on the beginning of it or not. Now, the Boxing Day probably comes from an interpretation of what this day was called in Germany. Again, it's more an interpretation of the word, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce it, but when people heard that word in German, they somehow Boxing Day came out of it. Although, as I said, it has nothing to do with boxing. When did it start? Well, it's not new. It was started in the UK about 800 years ago during the Middle Ages. It was a day when the alms box, collection boxes for the poor, which are often kept in churches, were traditionally opened so that the contents could be distributed to poor people. Some churches still open these boxes on Boxing Day. But it might have been the Romans that first brought this type of collecting box to the UK. But did they give them to the poor? No, the Romans used the collecting money for betting games, which they played during their winter celebrations. So several takes on what might happen on Boxing Day. In the Netherlands, some collection boxes were made out of rough pottery called earthenware and were shaped like pigs. Perhaps that's where we get the term piggy bank. Do you still have a piggy bank? Lots of people still have piggy banks. They might be in different shapes and forms rather than pigs, but we still probably call them piggy banks. It might just be a jar with a hole in the top. But whatever, there's probably where the term piggy bank came from. And kind of getting away from Boxing Day a little bit, that's a great way to collect money. If you just put your nickels and dimes and pennies in there, it's amazing in a year what you can collect from your piggy bank, whatever shape and size. So back to Boxing Day, it was also traditional that the servants got the day off to celebrate Christmas with their families. Before World War II, it was common for working people, such as the milkman and the butchers and so on, to travel around their delivery places and collect their Christmas box or tip. This tradition has mostly stopped, and any Christmas tips given to people such as postal workers and newspaper delivery children are not normally given or collected on Boxing Day. So is this a part of our tradition that's carried over? I know many people who do give gifts, extra tips to their mail delivery folks and other folks that do come to their homes on a traditional basis or every week or every day, whatever, to deliver. So Boxing Day has become a public holiday, just like Christmas and other 4th of July, whatever, public holiday in countries such as the UK, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. And it's the traditional day that pantomimes started to play. And I think that's something that various takeoffs of pantomimes, it's part of the games I hear people playing again when they have parties, they do those kinds of games. So kind of interesting how old-fashioned things sometimes come back. Well, I mentioned that Boxing Day doesn't include boxing, but for some, it does include other kinds of sports, especially horse racing and football matches. And would you believe this? It says this is traditional in these countries, but I think it's traditional here too. It's when the shops traditionally have big sales after Christmas, like Black Friday in the USA and like shopping today wherever you are in the US. The 26th of December today is also St. Stephen's Day. And just to confuse things, there are two St. Stephens in history. The first St. Stephen is believed to have been a very early follower of Jesus, and he is said to have been the first Christian martyr. The Bible says that Stephen, who was a Jew, was stoned to death by some other Jews who didn't believe in Jesus. So that was one of the St. Stephens. Also, the second St. Stephen was a missionary in Sweden early on in the 800s, so many years ago. He loved all animals, but particularly horses. So some historians kind of connect his love for horses to the fact that horse racing is one of the sports done on Boxing Day. He also was a martyr and was killed by pagans in Sweden. Now, in Germany, there was a tradition that horses would be ridden around the inside of the church during the St. Stephen's Day service. So isn't it interesting how one thing leads to another as traditions are carried out? So whatever your tradition, I hope you are having a wonderful day after Christmas, whether that's cleaning up, maybe taking a nap, maybe reading a book, going shopping, whatever, I wish you a very happy Boxing Day.